Forget all the publicity about obesity and how Americans don't get enough exercise. Triathletes are determined to defy those notions as they swim, bike, and run in search of their personal best. NPR's Cheryl Corley traveled to Springfield, Illinois for the Iron Horse competition, and she sent us this postcard.
Now, I'm nobody's athlete, but when a friend said he was going to take on the Iron Horse, I made record time. That is, at packing a camera, a recorder, and some pom-poms to help cheer him on.
Good morning, triathletes. It's 6 o'clock, 1 hour to start time for the Springfield Iron Horse, and the emphasis on triathlon.
An hour away, the sun is rising, and everyone starts getting ready. First step, pump up the bike tires. Race manager Paul McDevitt says the event is tough. A 1.5-mile swim, a 45-mile bike ride, and then a 10-mile run.
It's a long, hard morning of work, and the first-place finishers usually finish in about 3.5 hours.
That's the folks called the elites, the professional triathletes. For the rest, it's anywhere between 3.5 and 7 hours. Before the event gets underway, volunteers mark the racers' bodies with their racing number.
We mark the tops of their arms and the tops of their legs, and then their age goes on the back.
They strap on an ankle timing device, and a DJ begins to play music to pump the crowd. In the fenced-in transition area, the racers lay out towels, wetsuits, and running gear. They lean their bikes up on racks. Some mark their spot with balloons and flags. There are more than 300 participants, the youngest 18, the oldest 78. My buddy Will Lother, a first-timer, had promised he'd try it before he was 50.
I hope that my real times will be close to my normal rates in the club.
That's about 5.5 hours. Unlike Will, for most here, triathlons are a way of life. Chicago and Ruth Mead likes competing in three events.
Because I started off as a swimmer a long time ago and then changed to just to be a runner, and just running was just too hard on my body. So triathlon gives you a lot of variety in stuff you do.
Time to begin. The swimmers enter the water, their caps different colors, blue, yellow, orange, to distinguish age groups, 5 minutes apart between each wave of racers. The course is triangular. The swimmers race around big yellow buoys, 1.5 miles of 71-degree water. When they finish, some hit the ground running, yanking their wetsuit zipper cords down. Next up, the bikes. It's 45 miles of bicycle wheels hitting hot pavement. At the end, some glide into the transition area. Others, more weary, pedal slowly in. But there's still 10 miles left to run. The first man to cross the finish line in this Iron Horse race clocks in at just under 3.5 hours. The first woman, 10 minutes short of 4 hours. Oh, and my friend Will, back of the pack, but he was just happy to finish.
They say it's crazy to do a half, or roughly half Ironman for the first triathlon. That's what I did. Finished, feel alive.
Who knows? Maybe Hawaii's Ironman is next. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.